About 2 years ago, scientists raised the alert level for Mauna Loa because of increased earthquakes and deformation at the summit, although an eruption is not imminent. Hawaii Island residents and visitors are used to Kilauea's relatively slow-moving lava flows, but Mauna Loa can be very different. Geologist Frank Truesdale explains what makes Mauna Loa different, using that volcano's 1950 flow as an example.
The composition of Kilauea and Mauna Loa eruptions are the same. What's most impressive is the amount of lava. At Kilauea, you have roughly about a meter per second. In 1950, we had 1,000 meters per second. There were three lava flows during that eruption that breached the Kona Highway in less than 24 hours. The first one reached the ocean in just over 3 hours. The next one was just over 14 hours, and the final one at 18 hours.
Truesdale talks about previous Mauna Loa eruptions.
Approximately half of the eruptions stay in the summit. About a quarter of the eruptions happen along the Northeast Rift Zone. And in 1984, that flow posed a potential hazard for Hilo. About 20% occur along the Southwest Rift Zone, an area from Ho'okena south to Na'alehu. And then we have radial vents, like bicycle spokes on a wheel with the caldera being the hub. They radiate away from the summit in the north and west sides.
Scientists do not know exactly when nor where Mauna Loa might erupt, but they want the public to understand the volcano's potential. Scientists from Hawaiian Volcano Observatory will host open houses all about Mauna Loa at Ocean View Community Center on Wednesday, January 17th, from 6 p.m. until 8, and at Kona Waena Elementary School on Saturday, January 27th, from noon until 3. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.